This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we're being told that over 56% of the U.S. is going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. 46% are going to purchase alcoholic beverages. I think the number is even higher. This was a survey by Numerator. They looked at 11,000 people, but it is St. Patty's Day, and it's a happy day. I don't know anybody who isn't happy. It's a happy day. Well, no. I mean, I don't know. When St. Patrick's Day holiday comes, most of us are pretty happy about it. It's one of those times where I was even hesitating celebrating because of everything that's going on. But we have friends who are Irish, and so we want to, you know, kind of help them celebrate. And it celebrated every March 17th. It is the anniversary of St. Patrick's death that happened, I guess, in the 5th century. And the Irish have observed this holiday over 1,000 years. It's a ritual. And on St. Patrick's Day, it does fall within Lent. And many times families do go to church. There is obviously, you know, religious meaning to this. And, you know, sadly, everybody just, you know, gets drunk, drinks green beer, which doesn't make that much sense to me. But, you know, and they eat corned beef and cabbage, or what they call Irish bacon. So St. Patrick, fascinating story. He lived during the 5th century. He was the patron saint of Ireland, and he was born in Britain, though. All right, so he's British. He was kidnapped, brought to Ireland as a slave at the age of 16. He was able to escape and return to Ireland, but he is the one credited with bringing Christianity to Ireland. In the centuries following his death, the mythology surrounding his life started to grow. And, you know, people say that the legend of St. Patrick is that he explained the Holy Trinity using the three leaves of the Irish clover, the shamrock, which is why when you find a, well, I thought the four-leaf clover was, but I get it. Maybe the three, the Holy Trinity, and I don't know. If you guys know what the four-leaf clover stands for, because the three-leaf clover is supposed to explain the Holy Trinity. And I guess St. Patrick's Day wasn't that quickly celebrated. They say around the 9th or 10th century, according to History.com, that's when people began observing the Roman Catholic feast day of St. Patrick on March 17th. But in America, that's when we started to do the parades. I guess the first parade was held March 17th, 1601, in a Spanish colony, which is now St. Augustine, Florida. The parade at a St. Patrick's Day celebration was actually organized by the Spanish colony's Irish biker, Ricardo Artur. So that's kind of fascinating. They say more than a century later, Irish soldiers serving in the English military marched to New York City on March 1772 to honor St. Patrick. And then it grew. Other American cities followed suit. And then over the next 35 years, you started to see more and more Irish patriotism as more Irish immigrants came. The Irish AIDS societies, like Friendly Sons of St. Patrick and the Hibernian Society. They would hold annual parades. They would have bagpipes, which were which you would think, well, those are more Scottish, but no, Scottish, British, Irish. They all played bagpipes, drums, and then they say in 1848, several New York Irish aid societies decided to unite their parades and then make one official New York City St. Patrick's Day parade. That's fascinating that it took it that long to kind of unite. Because, look at us with fireworks. There's people that have little firework parties all throughout. And it's not just one big one in the city. Everybody kind of has, their own little one going on. So they say each year 3 million people would line the 1.5 parade route to watch the procession. Takes about 5 hours. Now there's parades all over. And we also see the Chicago River, they dye it green. Back in 1962, they said city pollution control workers used dyes to trace illegal sewage discharges and realized that the green dye might provide a unique way to celebrate the holiday. So that year, in 1962, they released 100 pounds of green vegetable dye into the river, and that was enough to keep it green for a week. Now, we try to minimize environmental damage, so we only use 40 pounds of dye so that the river only turns green for several hours rather than a whole week. In Savannah, Georgia, they say that they were the ones to first, make the river green. In 1961, a hotel restaurant manager named Tom Woolley asked the Savannah River to turn green, asked city officials. Didn't really work as planned. It just had a slightly greenish hue, so they never really continued it. But maybe Chicago got the idea from them. So how is everybody else celebrating it? Well, I think they can get green food and drinks like Krispy Kreme donuts. Krispy Kreme is going to give out green glazed donuts, actually free. Oh, that's pretty cool. If you wear green to their shop. Oh, I'm going to stop by. I'm wearing green. McDonald's has a St. Patrick's Day deal and Shamrock Shake. The Oreo Shamrock McFlurry and the Shamrock Shake is back. Sonic has a corn dog deal for St. Patrick's Day. I think it's half-price corn dogs. Dairy Queen has a free cone day. That's happening on, that free cone day. They didn't have that since the pandemic. Now they do. Del Taco. Del Taco has free guacamole for any order. Oh, that's pretty cool. Guacamole to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Einstein Brothers Bagels, they have, a special plain cream cheese that's green called the Shamrock Schmear. Taco Bell has a 50-cent coffee. Wednesday has deals. Or Wendy's, Chuck E. Cheese, Domino's. Hungry House, I don't know. All right, happy St. Patrick's Day. 1-877-SELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And we have Daniel, our producer, today. All right, so COVID's not going away. I want it to go away. I've been begging for COVID to go away. I am sick of COVID. You're all sick of COVID. But sadly, COVID is here. Not so much here, particularly in your city, but they are expecting more waves. Why? Well, because we got Deltacron and we have baby Omicron. And both of these variants are a little different. As we've discussed on the show, baby Omicron or stealth Omicron is a variant of the Omicron wave that hit us pretty hard. It now comprises at least about 23% of the cases, according to the CDC. And it is a faster, more infectious form, they believe. We don't know or think it's as severe or if it's even severe, but it is a case that seems to be getting picked up in our wastewater. The Deltacron is the combo variant of Delta and Omicron. I don't like that, by the way. even though I don't know how much of a issue Deltacron is going to be, I wanted Delta to go away. You know how we don't hear about Alpha anymore? And we don't hear about the wild type COVID? I want Delta to go away. Delta was bad. So for it to piggyback and hijack cells that are also infected with Omicron, that bothers me. And the Deltacron was first reported in Cyprus. Then a French researcher said, nope, it's real. This is real, and we have more patients with it. And they think now there's multiple cases in Europe. Not a huge amount, but they're watching it, and now they have to look for it. And they worry because if it has both Delta genes and Omicron genes, you would think it would have the scariest of the genes and the most severe, but that's not always the case. It might just have combined, you know, traits, but be fine. It's like you know how you have two people in prison that might hook up somehow or before they go to prison, and then they have a baby, but that baby's not a criminal, right? Because that baby, yeah, so just because it has both genes doesn't necessarily mean it's going to necessarily, you know, be that way. So that's why with Omicron, we have no clue yet how severe it's going to be. There was some concern because Cyprus doctors had said that they had picked it up in some of their hospitalized patients. So they were like, well, obviously it might have put them in the hospital. But right now, Dr. Qin Hong, infectious disease specialist at UCSF, said that it seems like the outside of Deltacron is looking exactly like Omicron. So, what does that mean? Well, that might mean it will be very similar to Omicron, where it wasn't as severe, but it was a pain in the butt, and a bunch of us got sick from it. So it might not be as severe, we can't say for sure. But also, what I don't like about this Deltacron is if its outer coat resembles Omicron, Omicron escaped our vaccines to a high degree, which means our vaccines might not work that well against Deltacron. Now, we do believe the vaccines are preventing hospitalizations and death, and maybe Omicron would have been worse if we weren't vaccinated, but for now, it's been very, very frustrating because, you know, we get the flu shot. In fact, every year I've gotten the flu shot, I haven't really gotten the flu. So even if it's only 60% effective at its most, I really feel like the flu shot, you know, really protects me. And I do. I do feel that the COVID virus protects me, too. Now, the flu shot has only been found to be about 15% effective, 16% effective. So we told you in December that doctors thought it was a mismatch, that we might not have gotten the right strain of H3N2. H3N2 has been the predominant strain. But as I said before, trying to figure out which flu vaccine to make for everybody is tricky because we have to decide by February, the February of the flu season, which means we have to figure it out 6 months in advance before we start administering it. And we don't have data from Australia or the Southern Hemisphere until June, July. So we're taking our best guess. Now with COVID, it's going to affect us, this COVID wave, as our supply chains may be affected. So China has been locked down. They have a zero COVID strategy. President Xi Jinping said that China's going to stick with it. The country is facing their largest COVID outbreak since the pandemic's early days. Now, this is also confusing because they probably had a much bigger outbreak when it first started like we did because it started there, but they might not be admitting it. Maybe they didn't get numbers. So the last thing they want is finger pointing. So they say this is their largest outbreak since the pandemic started. I'm confused by that. You would think, you know, when we got hit with our hardest was when they got hit, you know, was the same reasoning for them to be hit with their hardest. So Shenzhen, a southern Chinese city that's home to about 17.5 million people, is now on lockdown. So China has reported over 2,400 cases, according to the National Health Commission, and they're on very, very strict lockdown. But interestingly, that's not really that many compared to some of the other countries. South Korea has had 621,000 new cases. Now, I know they're comparing, 2,400 in the city, but 621,000 new cases. This is some of the highest I've seen, another 429 deaths. And I bring this up because Omicron is not supposed to be as deadly as the others. But if South Korea is still dealing with deaths, Russia is reporting 561 deaths, and they're battling Omicron, from what we understand. That means Omicron can't kill. Germany has another 200,000 cases. The UK has another 89,000 cases. Now, fortunately, we aren't seeing the hospitalization numbers rise. Our numbers have dropped. But in terms of the UK, we aren't seeing those numbers rise. I really watch closely what happens to the UK because we seem to follow them 6 weeks later. So I can't say for sure they're hitting a surge, but China is. And so they have now cut off, their zero policy means it is locked down, and we're talking strict lockdown. They have tighter virus controls at ports of entry. They want to control any clustered outbreaks, and they want vaccination, rapid testing, etc. And so as we see them start to go on lockdown, people are saying our supply chain crisis is now going to worsen. Apple supplier Foxconn said yesterday that its revenue could shrink by up to 3% this year, and the government order of locking down Shenzhen stops most factories, especially in technology. Now, some essential factories can still work, but technical manufacturing has to stop productions for at least a week. They say after the new restrictions were announced, more than 70 Taiwanese companies operating in the city and dozens of local Chinese manufacturers have had to suspend production. So they say these new rules are going to hurt suppliers, logistic operations. Companies are moving beyond containing the current crisis, and it impacts others. Apple, I mean, again, I'm not going to, cry a river, or play the violin for them, but it does then affect us. If Apple has supply chain issues or whatever, then our costs go up. So factory closures, lockdowns, COVID might not be affecting us per se as our waves are going down, but other countries are grappling with high cases. And depending on what happens there, we might see new waves. Am I expecting another wave of COVID? I am. Hopefully it's not as bad. And by the way, don't let anybody go, well, I predict that we are going to have a wave that lasts 4 weeks that isn't that bad or that high, but it does this. Personally, I do think, and I think a lot of us think, that whatever's happening right now in Asia is going to work its way to Europe and then work its way to us. I just hope it's not going to be that bad. I predict that it's not going to be that bad, but again, just take all predictions with a grain of salt, because this COVID thing is very confusing. And until we zero in on why we have COVID and why this even happened to begin with, how do we know these variants aren't also lab leaks or somebody tinkering around? Bioweapon research is something that is slowly becoming disclosed. And so, maybe there's another country saying this is great for us. Let's release another one. Release the COVID! 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said as the war rages on in Ukraine, he's not expecting this to end anytime soon.
We've seen the brutality that Vladimir Putin has brought to this. We know his track record in Chechnya. We know the track record of what he's aided and abetted in Syria. I think we have to expect the same. And part of the reason we have to expect the same is that this has not gone according to Putin's plan. He anticipated that somehow they would go into to Ukraine. The Ukrainians would either somehow welcome them or at least fold their tents and move out. And, of course, exactly the opposite has happened.
Oil prices climbed again today after the International Energy Agency said markets would lose 3 million barrels per day of Russian crude and refined products. The supply loss would be far greater than expected, 1 million barrels per day. That's the drop in demand triggered by higher fuel prices. This is USA Radio News. American basketball star Brittany Grenier's detention in Russia has now been extended until May or beyond, according to the Russian state news agency TASS, citing the Kamiki Court of the Moscow region. Grenier has been detained for weeks after Russian officials say they found vape cartridges containing drops of oil derived from cannabis in her luggage at an airport near Moscow. The offense could carry a sentence of up to 10 years in a Russian prison. Ticks carrying a mysterious and rare virus that can sicken or even kill older adults or people with underlying conditions have been found now in at least six states. Test samples revealed Lone Star ticks in Georgia had picked up the Heartland virus, according to Emory University researchers. Not much is yet known about the Heartland virus, which, when transmitted to a person by a tick bite, can cause fever, fatigue, decreased appetite, headache, nausea, diarrhea, and muscle or joint pain. It's unclear if other ticks can spread the same virus. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I do like getting your emails and your comments and your texts and your tweets. I understand that many of you are kind of concerned about what's going on, and so, you know, we read them on air as we find them appropriate. A lot of you guys are cussing. But something that does keep coming up and keeps being asked is, what is Biden's strategy? What is his approach? What's going on with him? And in terms of his approach with Russia. And so I could probably sum it up as he might be playing it safe. Trying to do the lesser of two evils, maybe. It's hard to explain because Biden is not very predictable. People think they predict him. They think he's taking a nap or he's playing checkers or whatever. You know, But it's unpredictable because we don't really know exactly who's running things. You know, he looked a little confused, and mind you, I get confused when a lot of people are talking because of sound discrimination. So when the reporter asked if he thought Putin was a war criminal, at first he said no, and then he's like, wait a second, what did you ask? Yeah, I think he is. It is a much different sort of presidential, you know, sort of demeanor that we saw from Trump, that we saw from Obama. You know, Obama had a lot of confidence in his speech. He, you know, I just, and maybe it was his youth, you know, maybe it was, you know, even though he wasn't the most experienced, you know, it seemed like he was very well, I guess, versed on what he was going to say or had done the research. You know, Trump, he looked like he was very opinionated, but again, very confident. Yeah, well, it's this. And it looks like some of his opinions actually came out right. So we've been used to Trump and Obama. So then when you have Biden, you know, kind of like, you know, being a lot more soft, a lot more meek, it's very well noticed. And so if this isn't Biden and this is people advising him, you know, the question keeps coming up, why isn't he doing more for Ukraine? Well, the simple answer that we're given, the textbook answer, is, well, because he doesn't want to start World War III. If he goes in there, you know, and he brings in fighters and all that, then we're in World War III. Personally, I think everybody involved is already kind of seeing what's going on. You have now troops going to Australia to help, you know, bolster their defense against rising tensions with China. So we're sending troops to Australia. That already kind of shows that there's something going on there then in the Pacific. We have these sanctions going on, and now we have Biden saying, yes, Putin's a war criminal. Well, that means the U.S. is going to be in that trial or there for his sanctioning and for his sentencing for war crimes. So we've already kind of, you know, declared, you know, our alliances. We've already done that. But, you know, some people wonder, is it that there might be something in America's best interest if Russia continues? And that's not a bad thing to think about. I mean, when you're in politics, and you're in journalism, and you're in science, you always kind of look, you know, at all possibilities. You know, why isn't he, you know, stepping up? And in fact, news today has broken that in terms of Ukrainian refugees, remember we took in about 126,000 Afghan evacuees, and we should, based on what we did with Afghanistan. And, you know, we're having people flood the border from Mexico and from Central America, South America. We're being told that only 7 Ukrainian refugees have come in. Now, is that on purpose? Are we doing that because we don't want to upset Russia? Is, you know, and I hate to say this, but you know how people always look at the silver lining of things? So when they talk about World War II, they say World War II got America out of the Depression. World War II advanced women in the workplace. World War II, now they're not saying that they were happy World War II existed. Nobody wants World War II to happen. But there were these unintended consequences that ended up evolving and reshaping America. Is that a theory or a possibility that a war gets Biden or America out of the rut they're in? I am not saying that this is on purpose. I'm not saying that. But one of the theories that's being kind of pushed out there is, does a war help Biden? I mean, all presidents during wartime get reelected. Lyndon B. Johnson got reelected, FDR got reelected, Eisenhower got reelected. In the middle of a war, presidents don't really seem to get kicked out. The economy also shifts. And so I think it is a theory that does need to, I think all theories should be, you know, at least given some attention. Some you could just kind of, you know, you can hear it out and say, okay, that's stupid. And then others, well, that is interesting. But, you know, and I worry about that because, you know, when you see this kind of shuffling your steps and not literally, because I don't think he has Parkinson's, but figuratively, is it that, you know, this election is really weighing on the Democrats? And is us looking like we're prompting the war going to be a nail in the coffin of elections? And so letting things just happen and progress and us just sitting there innocently saying, look, we're going to help, is that the safest thing to politically do? And don't say politics aren't involved. Politics are always involved. Politics are involved. What do you think all these countries are doing now? Well, what do our constituents want? If our constituents are going to be ticked that we're going into World War III, they're all doing the same. They're all holding back. And, I mean, I brought up the question, I think a lot of us have, is it inevitable? Is Putin going to stop at Ukraine? If either Ukraine stops him, God willing, or is he going to, after Ukraine, stop and go, okay, done. I'm going to go, we're going to go rest. Yeah, it's Miller time. Or are they going to be going, all right, before anybody else goes to NATO? And then they're going to say, wait a second, no, you're trying to annex Finland. You're trying to get Sweden. You're trying to, no, we need to move in there. Is Russia going to say anything we do is going to be a crossing the red line? So I'm not in politics, thank God. And, you know, if I was advising Biden, I would say he's got to look a little bit more firm, confident, you know, have the Obama camp or the Trump camp kind of work with him on some of his, you know, speeches and discourse. And I get he's older. I get he's not as robust as he was, you know, but this idea of, no, he's not a war criminal. Yeah, he is. He's a war criminal. We're going to help. We're going to send aid. They're going to get it's looking very much like they're trying to, quote unquote, either play it safe or they just want to let Putin do whatever. We're not going to get involved. We think that's the safest thing to do for us, for the party. And we got to put politics aside. We're having kids killed. We're having innocent people killed. We have a force that's expanding. We have possibly threat from China. We have also, I mean, trust me, what's going on with the Taliban and with ISIS, they didn't just freeze in time. They're not just frozen in time while all this is going on. My guess is they're also kind of working. And so, you know, I understand that our military is doing a lot that we aren't aware of, but it's just almost looking like, and it stinks that we can't let that happen. It's almost looking like we are fine with letting Russia expand. And I don't think that's in our best interest, and I think I think it's a bad look, and I think it's cruel and crushing, especially to Ukrainians. 1-877-DOT-DALY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So somebody else has now jumped off a cruise ship. Apparently, a body has been recovered late Wednesday after a man jumped overboard from the Carnival Horizon cruise ship. They did find the body, but not alive. Together, they say, with the U.S. Coast Guard, the ship's crew located and recovered the body of the guest. Carnival's care team is providing assistance to his family. Not sure why. But a guest jumped overboard from deck 11 around 7 p.m. The incident occurred after the ship departed from Grand Turk in the Turks and Caicos. David Custer, a passenger and a WNEM TV5 news anchor, was on board the ship. It was a six-day cruise from Miami. And the passengers were informed that there was camera footage confirming a person went overboard. And then when they got that announcement, it was like, whoa. So everybody was at dinner at the time. They ran to the closest windows because obviously they want to spot them and go, there he is, there he is. The cruise director made an announcement to confirm the man were overboard and asked anyone who may see someone in the water to immediately report it. So a big mistake people make is they run to the side of the boat. If the boat is going, I don't know how many knots, the body's going to be behind the boat. So the body's going to go under. If it does make it to the surface, and by the time that happens, the boat will have already been gone. I mean, there's a speed to it. We always look at the side. And I get that, because you kind of think that the water's going to, but you got to go to the back of the boat. I'm sure people did, but people run to the side. James Presley, another passenger on the ship, said that immediately after the announcement was made, crew members threw life preservers with one attached lights off the stern and port side of the ship. After the announcement was made that the passenger was found, sadly, he didn't make it. Most of the entertainment was canceled, including the main show. And, obviously you got a cruise ship where somebody died. People are going to have a tough time trying to, obviously enjoy themselves. It was supposed to go to Turks and Caicos. And it was going to be at Cozumel by 9. So the ship has been cleared by the Coast Guard to resume its intended course. Again, why do people do that? You wonder. You're like, wait, you're on vacation. I mean, you're on vacation. This is one of the happiest times of your life. You're on a cruise. The cruise is fun. You know, very few people break up. I know people will fight and all that, but, I mean, usually everybody kind of puts their fights aside because the cabin is so gosh darn small. And there's really no, you can't really just go and go to a new hotel. So, it's not the most dramatic thing, but we hear this over and over again. People get grumpy. Somebody jumps off the ship. So, is it drugs? I don't know how you get drugs onto the ship. You know what's interesting? You can't get back into the country without going through customs. But it is fairly easy, I believe, to get on the ship leaving out of Florida. So maybe that could be what's going on. Maybe people have drugs in their suitcases. Nobody knows. And then they use them, and then coming back in is when it goes through customs. I don't know. But, yeah, people are like, gosh, Carnival Cruise always has so much drama. Carnival Cruise is one of the more common, though, ships. Carnival Cruise has many more ships and trips that we use, out of America than we would see with Holland America or something like that. So, yeah, I wish I knew why this would happen. You just don't know. And also, a lot of people are drawn to the water. I love doing my walks or my exercise around if there is like a promenade deck, and I'll look at the water and I'll be like, God, it would be just wonderful to just jump in and swim. Well, why aren't people surviving? Well, 11 decks, that's multiple stories. So you are hitting the water from 11 stories up and then some. So that crash can be fatal, absolutely. People think, well, I'm diving in, like I'm cliff diving. That's still dangerous. And you're not cliff diving 11 stories, but it's not always. So it's most likely he was dead on impact. I doubt it was a shark or anything like that. All right, so Tom Brady is coming back, right? We all know about that. I'm excited. I know a lot of you guys are sick of Tom Brady, but I'm not. I'm like, yay, Tom Brady. I can't believe, I've been so bummed with everything going on with the Ukraine war and with Shaky Boo, my cat, we thought he was circling the drain, but he's doing better. This morning he was up and he was happy. And so, I didn't realize that how much I really cared. But there has been a lot of speculation on why he would come back. And, I mean, he was only, in retirement for, 40 days? That was it? And then he's like, forget it. He tapped out pretty fast. Was it the kids? Was it the wife? I don't know. So Ted Bruschi was one of Tom Brady's former New England Patriots teammate. He describes this as calculated. As Tom Brady was retired for just 40 days. Then he announced he's coming back, to do a third season with the Bucks for unfinished business. Yet the ex-Patriot linebacker said something must have happened to spark his decision. He said, "Just surprising to me," he said during ESPN's most recent episode of Get Up. "I mean, I haven't spoken to him or anything like that, but that word you just said, that calculated word, it just defines him. He had a plan, and something didn't work out. Because this isn't a guy that just like, you know, let me take this day to day and see what we'll do. No, I don't feel good. I'm just going to come back." He said, "Something happened here, and that's why this is so unexpected for me. I know his father's comments in terms of media. I'm not buying it. This guy's calculated. He knew exactly what he was doing, but something didn't work out." And that was also a thought. Was it that, you know, he thought he was going to be a sportscaster? Or was he supposed to get a job with one of the main networks? Was he supposed to get a head coach position? And because he doesn't, you know, retiring at 44 is hard to do. You're still at your prime. I know everybody thinks, oh, 44 is middle age. Uh-uh. No way. You know, I'm now older than 44. I can't believe I am, but I still feel like there's so much I want to do. Now, mind you, you know, does he want to get sacked anymore? Does he want to get any more injuries? Probably not. But there might have been something else, some other job offer, and it just didn't work out. They say one theory about a short-lived retirement suggests that there was an attempt to force his way out of Tampa Bay and return with a new team in 2022. But no, because he's going right back to the Bucks. So it's fascinating because, you know, people look at Tom Brady, who has all the money in the world, beautiful wife, great kids. If he's not retiring and coming back from retirement, why is that? You know, what could be going on? And so it is a fascinating topic, whether you like Tom Brady or not. And it's, I mean, he was, you know, hinting about it. I knew he was going to. Last year I told you this was going to be his final season because whether he wins, he's going to win on a high note. If he loses, he's going to be like, well, I'm not going to lose again. So we're done. So that, you know, but who knows? Now, Baker Mayfield, for those of you guys that do follow sports, Baker Mayfield left kind of a cryptic message on Twitter. He said, "With many uncertainties, here is where my head and heart is." And he basically wrote a letter to Cleveland. Now, I don't like seeing letters cryptic like this. But he says, "The past 4 years have been nothing short of truly life-changing since I heard my name called in the draft to go to Cleveland. This is not a message with hidden meaning. This is strictly to thank the city of Cleveland for embracing my family and me. We have made many memories and shared growing up in this process through all the ups and downs. I have no clue what happens next, which is the meaning behind the silence I have had during the duration of the process." So is he being traded? Is something else going on? But that's got to really mess with your psyche where you don't know where you're going to be, where your life's going to take you. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.